Representative Ralph Samuels, a Republican, had filed to run for a fourth term. Then Samuels withdrew to take a communications job with Holland American Cruises. Tomorrow's primary decides which of two Democrats, Bronson Frye or Randy Rustet, will carry the party's banner against the Republican candidate in November. Both Democrats are strong backers of Proposition 3, the initiative calling for voluntary public funding of elections. According to Alaska Public Office Commission reports, neither Frye nor Rustet have received individual contributions. Frye has spent about $670 and Rustet around $100. The two Democrats back trade unions to improve wages and work quality statewide. And energy ranks high among their concerns. Frye says he wants to see a broad, committed approach to renewable energy.
Geothermal is probably the most consistent and will generate the most power out of the three. So I would like to see that explored heavily and not just ignored. Everybody wants to talk wind farm, Fire Island. I agree wholeheartedly, but people must not lose sight of the fact that that is only a very small percent of the power we need. We need to be thinking on a broader scale than that.
Rustet wants to make certain that Alaska consumers are getting a fair price for the energy they're currently using.
I'm committed to lowering the costs to the people of the state of Alaska. And with my degree in engineering, chemical engineering, I can analyze both sides of the issues and tell when the oil companies are trying to pull the wool over our eyes, which, happens more often than we think.
Rustet lists other concerns important to District 29 voters.
Well, safety first. The citizens of my district need to know that their homes are safe and that their rights are safe. Then developing a strong economy is very important. We have a good economy in Alaska, but I think it can be better. And I'm for protecting the permanent fund and the dividend program.
Rustet says he believes Alaska's educational system can be dramatically improved, not just through increased funding, but with a concerted effort to enlist more parental involvement. Frye also stresses educational improvement, especially vocational training.
I've actually had the privilege for the last several years of going to different high schools around the state, Southeast, South Central, going to different career fairs and apprenticeship fairs, representing our apprenticeship program and other apprenticeship programs, and talking to high school students about vocational training.
Frye is a member of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. He says if Alaskans are going to get the bulk of the jobs in future construction projects, more young people have to receive the training they need beginning in high school. Another goal he would seek is to raise Alaska's minimum wage, especially after the recent reports about the state's cost of living increases.
Our state has extremely high cost of living increases, and yet wages have been stagnant. That is something that I have a problem with. You know, that is something I'm very passionate about.
While Rustet does have his engineering degree, for the last two decades he's worked in real estate, including having his own rental units. As a property owner, Rustet has a major concern, property taxes.
My taxes have gone up 10 times what they were when I purchased the properties. So it makes the rents go up all across the board for everybody that's in this city. With revenue sharing, I believe that we can take the tax burden off of all of the owners.
A favorable tax burden, Rustet says, produces lower rents. One more difference between the two first-time candidates is age. Rustet is 50, Frye 26. Rustet says his varied professional background brings more experience to his candidacy. Frye says once he talks to voters about his political concerns, age isn't an issue. District 29 lies in South Anchorage, with Minnesota Drive providing the western edge and Lake Otis Parkway the eastern. The winner between Frye and Rustet will face the Republican candidate Ron Jordan in November. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.